Good morning. Let's see who I'm disturbing. Brian of London here, Brian's Forest Talks. In my forest again, in Tel Aviv. This is Brian of London. I am in Tel Aviv. No, I'm not going to say that line. Anyway, yes, I'm no longer in London, as people have asked. I left there 10 years ago, moved to Israel, and I'm an Israeli, an indigenous Jew in Israel. So, this has been a momentous week. I was booted off Facebook as collateral damage in the great purge of all truth tellers about Islam from the UK's Facebook, as ordered probably by Theresa May via some cutouts like this Muhammad chap from the BBC, or from, what is he? He's the head of his own kingdom. Obviously, the target was to take down Tommy Robinson, because every single other time that they've managed to wipe Tommy off a platform, it has always meant that he's gone silent and never worked again. When they put him in prison, it totally destroyed him. It totally destroyed his audience. They all left and never bothered to listen to another Tommy video again. Because his message about Islam has obviously been going down very, very well ever since the days of the EDL. So I'm going to tell you something about the beginnings of the EDL. Now, I was always in Israel. In fact, I never traveled. I never visited the UK during that time. I never went to an EDL demonstration, but I was in the forums. Now, the EDL grew up in a time before widespread adoption of Facebook. I think Twitter hadn't even appeared. Oh no, Twitter existed, but it was mostly populated with techies. And it was just starting to be used by some celebrities, and then the media all piled in. So Twitter and Facebook were not part of the picture with the EDL. The EDL was organized through on-the-ground football clubs, clubs of men predominantly, who would gather in pubs and arrange trips to football matches at the weekends. On top of their trips to see their local teams play, into that came the English Defence League and the awareness of the English Defence League. And it started off at that time. Tommy didn't know how to post to social media. I can't even remember him actually having direct email. I remember in the background we were organising stuff in Skype groups that were completely, you know, under the radar and stuff. There was a web forum which was hosted on a website, the old bulletin board style forums. That all got wiped out. That was how I met most of the people. And that was how I came to be having some small part in the background via Skype groups, helping with writing articles, writing speeches, just keeping an eye on what was going on, because it was interesting to me because Tommy back then and Kevin, their message was always about the ideology of Islam. It was not about Muslims being bad. It was none of the accusations that were just thrown at him by Facebook. Politico did a great video just analysing the little chat that was on LBC yesterday between Sargon of Akkad and this fellow Muhammad guy who got Tommy banned, Muhammad Shafiq. They've got nothing. There was nothing. I was an administrator on that Facebook page. We didn't get any warnings. We didn't get any take this down. We didn't get, we haven't had in the memory, I mean, at least a year and a half, I can't remember us being told to take a post down. And all the videos were up, all the live streams were up, nothing ever got taken down. So I am not sure what it is that he did wrong. And we all know that what he did wrong was he released Panorama and it got a million views in under 24 hours, according to Facebook's loony statistics. Now, here's why I'm actually pleased about this. It was going to happen and it needs to happen. Tommy Robinson was making an awful lot of money for Facebook. He was their product that they were selling. They were then selling advertising based on the content, the wildly popular viral content that Tommy Robinson gave Facebook for free. They were making bank on him. They have been making huge bank in the UK. And it's clear that Tommy Robinson's page was one of the largest political pages in the UK. Okay? On pure likes and follows, it was ahead of the UK Labour Party. I think it was just behind Corbyn. But if you look at all the engagement stats that you can't look at anymore, I can't look at them anymore, they just disappeared into a black hole. His engagement stats on Facebook were way bigger than the UK Labour Party. You know, if we posted something there, firstly, I can tell you this, I posted links to my brianoflondon.me website a couple of times, just to see actually what would happen. And the answer was, I would need to spend a lot more money on web hosting to cope with the traffic. The guys who are specking up and building tr.news right now, I know that the hosting package that they've had to spring for is pretty substantial, because we know when we turn that on, and when Tommy sends a mailing out to his mailing list, and I know the size of that, and I'm not going to say it. And these are emails, and the opening rate on his emails is huge as well. Hi, I am in a forest in Tel Aviv called Bereshit Forest, which is in the beginning, Genesis. When he sends a mailing out to that mailing list, they all open it. The people on the mailing list, these are not dead emails that have been gathered from the depths of the internet or stolen. These are real people signed up. Some are giving real money, and thank you for that. They are producing Tommy's work. I mean, you are the producers. I'm just helping at this stage, really. We will also find, hopefully by the end of this weekend, perhaps, there'll be another immediate platform that Tommy can talk direct. Might be Telegram. You can go and look at that. If you're on Telegram, keep an eye on. Keep an eye on my Twitter feed, on my blog, brianoflondon.me. His Steam page is going quite well. That's steamit.com/@TommyRobinson. We're working on getting the Gab Tommy Robinson back, but at the moment it's I Am Tommy Robinson. All of these channels, it doesn't matter actually. The point is Tommy Robinson's profile going to grow? Or is it going to shrink? Are more people going to see his videos or fewer? My money is, just like all the other times he was silenced, more. And that's a huge problem for Theresa May. And she can live with it. You know, I think Gab is a sewer of anti-Semitism, but so what? Ignore it. I ignore it. Look, Jeremy Corbyn is posting on Twitter links to Guardian articles about the UN Human Rights Council report, which is anti-Semitic. Jeremy Corbyn is anti-Semitic. He's on Twitter. There's anti-Semitism everywhere. I don't give a shit. I'm going to say what I want. If someone posts anti-Semitic, that's just what we have to do. We have to plow through, muscle through. I know Tommy isn't anti-Semitic. Like, you know, sorry, I've got a persistent call that's coming in. The second thing that I do want to talk about, you know what? I'm going to keep going. The second thing that I'm going to talk about is whether Facebook, Facebook is a multi-billion dollar company. Them deleting Tommy Robinson in the UK probably won't affect their numbers terribly. I think it will overall, because what they're doing is, and if you watch James O'Keefe's latest investigation, James O'Keefe has got another Facebook insider who's spoken, who's got screenshots. They are throttling conservative voices. I don't like right or left. I don't even like conservative. They're throttling the voices who want to talk about Islam. They're throttling all of this stuff. That's what taking Tommy off their platform was all about. They are now, Facebook, in charge of a massive machine for manipulating democracy, and it's very, very dangerous. Because if they remove the figureheads, they remove the Gavin McGuinnesses, Alex Jones, Tommy Robinson, they throttle Donald Trump Jr., they really can manipulate the psyche of America and the UK and Europe in ways, I mean, forget Russians spending $20,000, this is bullshit. What Facebook are doing by being captured by social justice warriors inside is far more insidious than anything external forces are doing. Facebook is now a huge threat to democracy. Now, look, the answer is not to have government take it over. I foresee something like, you know, if they should not be allowed to police what kind of speech goes on their platform, except within the letter of the law. If a country has a law that says you cannot say XYZ, Facebook can comply with that. But beyond that, they shouldn't be. And Tommy has not broken any of the UK's laws on hate speech, of which it has many. Because if he had, he would have been locked up. I mean, they locked him up on false pretenses last year, and he was cleared and released. So clearly he's not broken any laws, but Facebook are enforcing a higher standard, their own moral, immoral standard of ridiculous hate speech laws. And Amazon too, by taking down Muhammad's Quran. They actually took down the Quran. Muhammad's Quran, which was Tommy book co-authored with Peter McLaughlin, just to fill you in on that book. That book is the entire text of the Quran. All Peter did was he took an older printing of the Quran, and he changed the order of the Quran so that it previously was in, when you buy a normal Quran, the Quran that the Muslims will give to you for free, it's in a jumbled up, messed up order of actually the length of the chapters. It's not in chronological order. You cannot you can't work out what came before other, which bits came first, which bits came second. What Muhammad's Quran did is he put it in reverse chronological order. That means the later stuff comes first. Sorry about losing corrections. Someone keeps trying to ring me and doesn't get the hint when I press decline the call. You just have to reconnect. Muhammad's Quran reorganizes it so it's in reverse chronological order, because later parts of the Quran cancel out the earlier parts. So when you read it that way, you find all of the violent, horrible stuff at the beginning, and that's actually what matters. And onto that is about a 100-page introduction. Peter McLaughlin wrote that. Tommy had some input. I proofread it. That book has been banned and deleted from Amazon. They've banned that Quran. It was the best-selling version of the Quran as well for a long time. It's been selling quite well. You can still get it at Peter McLaughlin. If you just search Muhammad's Quran, Peter McLaughlin, go to his website. He is still selling it. I'm not sure about electronic versions, but send him some money. Buy that book. It's a very important book. The introduction is fantastic. All of this is to say, these platforms, by imposing laws, you know, that book does not break any laws. Amazon have taken it down. Tommy's speech in the UK did not break any laws. Facebook have banned it. Panorama does not break any laws. They're trying to ban it. They can't ban it. By applying standards of hate speech to enemies of social justice warriors, Facebook are corrupting and perverting democracy in Britain today, for sure. Because once you know that Tommy was bigger than UKIP, bigger than the Labour Party, bigger than the Conservative Party, how can it not influence the country's political scene when you take his voice away from the largest platform that most people are on? Anyway, what I suspect is people will shift. Now, last thing I want to tell you about is what my friend is doing in Australia, and I'm part of this. He's suing Facebook and Google. Now, the grounds on which he's suing are to do with cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. It was because Facebook and Google almost simultaneously last year banned advertising of anything related to cryptocurrency and blockchain. Bitcoin, the price dropped massively, all the other cryptocurrencies. But more important than that, any businesses that were trying to launch new products in the crypto space had a hell of a tough time getting new customers because they couldn't advertise on the two biggest platforms in the world. Now, this would appear to be, and I've read the legal advice, I've read the independent legal advice that Andrew's got, it would appear to be very illegal in Australia, and it looks like it's a good, very good case. Now, it's going to cost about $1.5 to $5 million US to bring the case in Australia. Andrew's raising the money to bring the case, and he's also gathering up anybody who held cryptocurrency or had a crypto business that was affected by this advertising ban. If that's you, you can join for free. You pay nothing. He'll give you a little token. He'll give you like a share in the potential damages later. And it's literally for free. You send him an email. You sign up on the website, JPB Liberty. I'm going to put the links in all of the places where I post this video. JPB Liberty is his company. And that we're going to sue them for a lot of money, many billions of dollars, in Australia with a class action suit. And The cost to bring the suit's actually quite small, but the potential reward is enormous. But more than that, it's a blow. It would strike a massive blow to them, and that's what I'm interested in. Even if the case, it doesn't matter what happens in the case, just bringing it and the publicity that we're going to get for bringing it is going to be huge. Join and follow. I'll give you links where you can follow news on the case. If you did hold any crypto or were involved in anything to do with crypto sort of this time last year, you can join up and get your free shares. Your free share in the potential payout that will come. It's a lottery, basically. It's like a free lottery ticket. You might as well just claim it. Anyway, I'm Brian of London. I think there'll be big news in terms of Tommy being able to reach people directly without Facebook, without Twitter, other platforms. His own platform is in the works. That will come. In the meantime, I think we're looking at Telegram. Hopefully, we'll have that up and running soon. You can all jump in a Telegram group. I will tweet that out when it's ready. And we can go back to having short little funny videos from the... perhaps he will be the king of the whole internet race this time. Because I don't think squashing Tommy's going to work. I'm Brian of London. This is Tel Aviv in my forest, Bere Sheep Forest. And I'll see you all the next time. Thanks all for tuning in and watching. Share, like, subscribe, all of that stuff. And go to brianoflondon.me. Sign up for everything there. Bye.